Perhaps it's already happening, Ellis thought, looking at the stripper. He looked back at the audience, satisfying himself that Benson was not there. Then he checked the phone booth in the back and the men's room. The men's room was small and reeked of vomit. He grimaced again and stared at himself in the cracked mirror over the wash basin. Whatever else was true about the Jackrabbit Club, it produced an olfactory assault. He wondered if that mattered to Benson. He went back into the club itself and made his way toward the door.
"Find him?" the manager asked.
Ellis shook his head and left. Once outside, he breathed the cool night air and got into his car. The notion of smells intrigued him. It was a problem he had considered before, but never really resolved in his own mind. His operation on Benson was directed toward a specific part of the brain, the limbic system. It was a very old part of the brain in terms of evolution. Its original purpose had been the control of smell. In fact, the old term for it was rhinencephalon, the smelling brain. The rhinencephalon had developed 150 million years ago, when reptiles ruled the earth. It controlled the most primitive behavior, anger and fear, lust and hunger, attack and withdrawal. Reptiles, like crocodiles, had little else to direct their behavior. Man, on the other hand, had a cerebral cortex. But the cerebral cortex was a recent addition. Its modern development had begun only 2 million years ago. In its present state, the cerebral cortex of man was only 100,000 years old. In terms of evolutionary time scales, that was nothing. The cortex had grown up around the limbic brain, which remained unchanged, embedded deep inside the new cortex. That cortex, which could feel love and worry about ethical conduct and write poetry, had to make an uneasy peace with the crocodile brain at its core. Sometimes, as in the case of Benson, the peace broke down, and the crocodile brain took over intermittently. What was the relationship of smell to all this? Ellis was not sure. Of course, attacks often began with the sensation of strange smells, but was there anything else, any other effect? He didn't know. And as he drove, he reflected that it didn't much matter. The only problem was to find Benson before his crocodile brain took over. Ellis had seen that happen once in the NPS. Ellis had watched it through the one-way glass. Benson had been quite normal, and suddenly he had lashed out against the wall, striking it viciously, picking up his chair, smashing it against the wall. The attack had begun without warning, and had been carried out with utter, total, unthinking viciousness. 6 a.m., he thought. There wasn't much time. Chapter 4
"What is it, some kind of emergency?"
Farley asked, unlocking the door to Autotronics.
"You could say so," Morris said, standing outside, shivering. It was a cold night, and he had been waiting half an hour, waiting for Farley to show up. Farley was a tall, slender man with a slow manner, or